While France's drenches much of Florida, one city much further north is trying to rebuild after tropical storm Gaston. Last week, the storm dumped 10 inches of rain on one of Richmond, Virginia's oldest neighborhoods. Shaco Bottom is among the lowest points in the city, and it's built over a creek, but it's become one of the most desirable locales for commercial development. Peter Solomon of member station WCVE lives in the recently flooded neighborhood.
In the 1980s, the dilapidated brick storefronts of Shaco Bottom were ideal for artists and bohemians in search of lots of space and cheap rent. The flood wall, built in 1994, changed everything. A bustling night scene grew up, and 10 years later, almost every building has undergone some kind of restoration or development. Now, the sounds you hear aren't of construction, but rather the pumps and heavy machinery operated by public works crews cleaning up from the flood. Tom Papa is an artist, lawyer, and developer who owns several buildings in the bottom and happens to be my landlord. Tom is known as a very tactful and optimistic person, but isn't quite himself as we walk into the cinder block building on South 13th Street that serves as headquarters and storage site for his development company. There's still no electricity, and the squishing of the wet carpet underfoot and the smell of the mud and mold provide ample evidence of the recent flood.
Right here, you're looking at doors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't know how many doors are under there, but lots of doors. These are laminate doors, and you know, once they get wet, they haven't been painted, they haven't been primed, they're brand new, waiting for installation. You know, once they get wet, they delaminate, and the only thing you can do with them is throw them out.
Sosi Hublitz opened the kitchen table at 3 North 17th Street about a year ago. Actually, it was the night that Hurricane Isabel hit Richmond. A year and a half went into the restoration of the building, which was adorned with an ornate wooden Art Deco facade. The menu was all organic, and the spot had become one of the most popular restaurants in the bottom.
This is my life's investment. This is it. And my insurance company, you know, there's a possibility, which is a strong one, that I won't be covered for any of my equipment or loss of business. Nothing. Zero. Where I go from here is probably out to look for a job.
Just down the street at a half storefront are two businesses, a bookstore upstairs and a coffee shop downstairs. 17.5 17th Street is a place where space has always been an issue. The location has the intimate, informal feel of 15 close friends gathered into an efficiency apartment. Damon Persiani is part owner of the building and runs the bookstore.
I was here until about 4:30, and I saw the water coming up over the curb right in front of the 17.5. And I knew that it was going to be bad. The first floor is, and contents are totally unreclaimable.
If you head south to the intersection of Main and 17th, you'll come to Cafe Gutenberg, a very carefully restored establishment and one of the few places in the bottom that actually had flood insurance. Steve Graysa is one of the three engineers that founded Cafe Gutenberg.
Geographically, it's pretty obvious that this is the lowest point in Richmond. So for me, there's always this question about what happens in a hard rain. But I was not aware of the force of Mother Nature and what she could do on such short order.
Shaco Bottom was open to the public this morning, but it will be quite a while before people come here to order a cappuccino. For NPR News, I'm Peter Solomon.